Well, Mr. Race has been given a chance to regain some of the life savings he lost some weeks ago. Mr. Marsh, the man responsible for the loss, is giving him the chance because he's afraid Mr. Race might learn something about the crooked deal on which he lost his money, though he plans to send Mr. Race and Jane out of town on a real estate deal. In the meantime, Jane, who doesn't know about this yet, is busy matchmaking for Cokie and her niece Betty. Our scene now is the Ace's apartment. Marge has just come in from work and is met by Jane. Listen.
Well, Marge, your troubles are over. What? Your troubles are over. I fixed up everything. You don't have to worry about Neil anymore or Betty or anything. Everything's honky-tonky.
Everything? What are you talking about?
About Betty.
Oh, her.
Oh, her. Is that the way you take this? After I worked my head to the bone trying to figure out a way to make her leave Neil alone so you and Neil can be compromised, and you say, oh, her.
But, Jane, I didn't ask you to do any fixing.
Why, Mark? Well, that's your friend for you. A person goes out of her way to wreck her brain thinking up something, and all you get is a raspberry. Well, if that's friendship, I'll take vanilla anytime.
Oh, Jane, honey, please.
No, all right for you. That's all I can say.
Well, all I can say is that I appreciate what you did, whatever it was. But as for me and Neil...
Whatever it was, that's just it. You don't even know what I did, and you say, oh, her.
Well, what did you do?
I got Betty to go out with Cokie.
You what?
I got Betty and Cokie to have a date tonight. She's out with him now.
Well, Jane, how on earth did you do that?
Oh, never mind, if that's all the thanks I get.
Well, what do you want me to thank you for?
For making Betty go out with Cokie instead of Neil. Now you can have Neil.
Oh, I can. On the rebound, you mean.
Say, pardon?
Well, tell me about Betty and Cokie. You mean they're out together now?
Yes, they are. I went up there to Betty's office today, and there was Cokie sitting there. And he wouldn't leave till Betty promised to go out with him. So she promised.
Oh, I see. They're out tonight, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd like to know how that comes out.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. I'm just curious to know how it...
Well, that has all the earmuffs of a dirty gig.
I didn't mean it to have that. You're a little on edge tonight, aren't you? What are you so upset about?
About you, the way you act. I suppose you won't make up with Neil now.
Why should I?
See, that's why I'm so upset. After I work my head to the bone...
Oh, that must be Ace, I guess. I thought you got ready for dinner.
No, now you wait, Marge. I want him to hear the way you're acting.
Oh, I don't think he's interested in the way I act.
Hello, Jane.
Dear, you're just in time.
And you're just in time, too. Wait till I tell you the news.
No, let me first. It's about Marge, the way she's acting.
Hello, Marge. Well, what do you think?
What? After
well,
I work my head to the
I
bone.
I had that talk with Mr. Marsh.
Well, what happened?
After I wreck my
Plenty
brain.
Plenty happened. This is my big chance.
And I finally get Betty to go out with Cokie.
Well, hurry. What was it, Ace? What did he say?
It's my big chance.
And she stands there and says, oh, hurry.
I might even quit my job.
Quit your job?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What am I here? A step ladder? I'm talking to you, dear.
What?
Did you hear what I've been saying? I'm talking about
now,
Betty.
Now, you listen to what I've got to say, Jane. I went over to see Marsh today, and he made me a proposition that will give me a new start in life.
Well, what's the deal?
No, wait. Me first.
It's a real estate deal.
Yes, just a minute, dear. I'm talking about Betty.
But it means I have to leave town.
Leave town?
Yes.
Jane, did you hear that? I'm not listening. I'm talking about Betty and Cokie going out to get... Leave town?
Oh, I thought that would stop her.
That's it, Jane. Leave town.
You mean you're going away?
I have to take over this deal.
Well, where are you going?
Arizona.
Arizona? Where's that?
Out west. Southwest. There's a ranch out there I'm going to fix up and get into shape for a big sale. All my traveling expenses are paid, and I make a nice commission out of the sale, enough to get a fresh start in the real estate business when I get back.
Well, this is... Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Well, I think it'll take about a month.
Well.
Well, James, looks like you won't have to be bothered with me around here for a while.
Oh, it's no bother, dear.
What are you breaking up about, Ace? Gets a mom a chance like this and you're about to cry?
Well, he's going away.
Glad to see me go for a month, huh?
Oh, dear, how do you talk like that?
Well, I'll tell you the rest of it now. That's only half.
Half? You mean 2 months?
Oh, no, 1 month. The other half is you.
What other half?
The other half of who's going. We're going together.
What about
That's it. All expenses paid.
So, what do you know about that? Jane!
I wonder what they wear in Arizona.
Where? Oh, now, don't start planning a wardrobe. This is a business proposition.
Where is it now? Arizona? Arizona. I've heard of it. What town is it in?
What town?
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, dear, I could just tell you. Why do you say you're going alone first, and then later you tell me that I'm going? Where are we going?
Well, we have to be ready to leave by the end of this week.
The end of this week? Oh, but I can't get my clothes together that quick.
What clothes? This isn't a fashion show.
Well, I'm certainly not going to Arizona looking like this. What'll they think?
What'll who think?
Arizona.
Oh, isn't that awful? Listen, Jane, we're going out there to stay on this ranch. We're going to rough it.
What do you mean? Like a farm?
Like a farm? Well, something like it, yes.
You mean with a cow and things?
With a cow? Why, this place is enormous. Thousands of acres. A rich man's playground with tremendous living quarters. Pastures. Acres and acres. Does that sound like a cow?
No, it sounds more like bull. Where are we going?
Well, you scared me there for a minute. Now, let me see. We've got to get ready in the next 2 or 3 days. Mr. Morris is expecting me to be ready to leave right away. He wants to get started and sell this thing as quickly as possible. Wasn't that swell of him to think of me?
Well, I should say it was. Is it really a big chance? Can you make back everything you lost on that other thing you said, John?
Well, no, not everything. But, Morris, this is a chance to make back part of it anyhow. And I have nothing at all to lose. All my expenses paid. And he tells me that the place can be sold in no time. He just wants to throw this business my way.
Oh, are you lucky?
I'll say I'm lucky. Well, Jane, we're both lucky, aren't we?
I'll say the world. Are you going to make a lot of money, dear?
Well, I hope so. It'll be enough to start in business again. Of course, it won't be as big a business as I had before, but it'll be something.
Arizona. I wonder where that is.
Don't worry about where it is. The engineer will know. It's on the map.
Well, if it isn't, we'll put it there, won't we, dear?
Yeah.
Yes,
now how can I miss with a woman at my side like that?
I wonder if we've got a map around
here. Oh, not now, Jane.
Well, we ought to have. I want to look up and see where it is.
Well, can't you let that go to later? Aren't you just contented enough so that we've got this chance and that you're going with me?
I should say I am going with you. After all, I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better.
Oh, yes.
And if things are bitter in Arizona, then
yes.
I ought to be there to take the bitter.
Yes.
And if they get better.
Yes, Jane.
After all, what are we after?
Yeah, food.
Well, I'm after dinner right now. It's almost 7 o'clock.
Oh, dinner. Who can eat now? I'm too excited. After all, what are we after? Aren't we all looking for the blue beard of happiness?
The blue beard of happiness.
And every wife a husband has should always do her most...
Well, you're all the wives that I have, Jane. So let's get...
Thanks, dear.
Yeah.
Every wife a husband has should always do...
Oh, somebody at the door.
Looks like we'll never know what every wife a husband has should always do.
Well, that's good enough for me. Well, Betty, I thought you were in your room.
Betty, I thought you were with Pokey.
No, Uncle Abe, I've just come from dinner.
Betty, didn't you keep that date with Pokey?
Date with Pokey?
I just came from that date. We had dinner together.
Oh, eat and run, huh?
when did all this happen? Were you out with Pokey?
Oh, what a surprise. He's not so bad.
Gee, what?
A lot of good can be done with that boy. That is, if it isn't too late. Well,
what happened?
Nothing. I just took the trouble to try to understand him. His moronic qualities rather fascinated me once I got talking to him.
Hello, Vaughn.
What are you so surprised about?
Oh, nothing. I didn't mean
to. You wouldn't understand what it is to try to fathom the innermost thoughts of a man who hasn't had the opportunities other young men have had.
What did you say, dear?
Well, I think so.
I said the boy needs the proper guidance. Underneath his limited exterior, I found the will to learn and be somebody.
Oh, I see. And you're going to guide that will. Is that the...
If I can, I'll only be too happy to.
What is he going to do, dear?
Contained in the thought that I've created something worthwhile out of the bewildered chaos.
Well, I know.
Betty, all I want to know is, did you keep the date and what happened?
I tell you, I did. We had dinner together. And a long talk.
And Betty's maternal instinct was aroused.
Call it what you like.
Yes, let her call it what you want, just as long as she's happy.
I am. Happiness is only relative. We all make our own happiness and our unhappiness.
That's just what I was saying. After all, we're all trying to find the blue beard of happiness, aren't we, Betty?
But what is it?
And what do you think happy happened to us?
Yeah, wait till you hear this news, Betty.
No, let me tell her. We're going away.
Who's going away?
You and I are going away for a few weeks.
Going where?
Arizona. Is that it, Arizona, dear?
That's it. It's a business deal, Betty. It gives me a chance to recoup some of that money I lost.
Oh, I see. When are you going?
Well, the end of this week.
Oh, do we have to go back quick, dear? I don't know if I can get ready to go that soon.
Oh, you don't,
No, I don't think I can. Not that quick.
Well, then it looks like I'll be going alone.
Alone? Who with?
Well, where have I said alone?
Oh, no, you don't. You said I'm going too.
Well, you are if you'll stop squawking about not being able to get ready and all that stuff.
Yeah, but how about my clothes and things?
Now, don't start that again. Jane, please, I'm a nervous man.
But I don't know what to wear or what they're wearing there.
I suggest you wear a look of intelligence. I mean, as long as you're making a masquerade out of it.
Isn't that awful?
Look, Jane, do you want to go with me?
Do I? If I don't go, your name's Maud. Out of a clean sky, you come home and tell me we're going to leave.
Yeah.
Sounds good, then. I'll help you pack or do whatever you have to do.
Yes, I know, but I have to make arrangements about the apartment here. I mean, I have to leave Laura here to get the meals.
No, that won't be difficult, Jane. I'll take charge of Laura, and maybe Betty can pitch in and help. In between her fathoming the innermost recesses of Pokey's soul.
I resent your tone, Marge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, you two, don't start that at a time like this.
Arizona.
Yes, Jane, Arizona.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, you can do that later.
I know we got a map around here somewhere.
But do you have to look it up this minute?
Well, I'm curious, aren't you? Oh, where's that map? I remember I was looking at it that time when I wanted to see what Maine and Vermont looked like. Remember, Jane, I wonder where I put it.
And so the Aces are on the threshold of a new lease on life, just as Betty has acquired a new interest in her life. We'll learn more about this new lease and new interest when next we meet the Easy Aces.